It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The state legislature is back in Madison, the first floor period since the end of the budget writing process this summer. Now lawmakers are crafting bills with the hope of Governor Evers signing them into law by the end of the year.
And as lawmakers go about their business, there are fears among Wisconsinites and people around the country that we're in a period of growing political violence and that threats and online rhetoric could escalate.
To look at this and other issues, we have Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. He's a Republican who represents Racine County and the surrounding area in southeast Wisconsin. Speaker Voss, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thanks for having me on. Good morning.
Good morning. In this time of violence and uncertainty, what is changing at the state capitol?
Actually, not a whole lot. We've had a pretty good relationship between the executive and the judicial and the legislative branch as far as making sure that we tone down the rhetoric. There are certainly things I disagree with Tony Evers on, but I think he's a good, decent person. We don't go after each other personally. And I think that, yes, the rhetoric gets heated sometimes, but it's nowhere near the level that we're seeing perhaps in some other places.
Well, that is rhetoric. What about security as you reflect on Representative Jerry O'Connor receiving death threats last week over his comments in support of a bill that would block gay pride flags from being flown at state buildings?
Well, they wouldn't just block gay pride flags. They'd also block MAGA flags. So the idea was to say that the only flags that should fly over government buildings are flags that unify us, not divide us. And I think that goes right back to the heart of your question, which is we need things that bring people together, not things that drive them apart. So I don't believe we want to make the Capitol into an armed fortress. If you look at what happened to my colleague, Representative Hortman in Minnesota, that happened in her home. If you look at what happened to Charlie Kirk, that happened on a college campus. So the idea that we're going to make a single building in the state into a fortress and somehow make people feel safer gives them a false sense of security. So I think we just need to make sure that we are aware of our surroundings all the time and that if there are threats, we take them seriously, like we did with Representative O'Connor, but to not make it into one place being somehow this fortress while everywhere else allows people to be a target.
Is that the same for the state Supreme Court, which has asked for additional security for two sessions in a row now that Republicans have rejected?
It'd be the same for us, exactly, which is that if you're inside the Capitol, you are safe. We have our own Capitol Police Force. If you're at home, you certainly have the ability to have a security system. We're actually looking at doing some of those kind of things. But to form a separate police force for each branch of government, I think that's a waste of taxpayer money.
Say a little more there. You've said you might allow your colleagues to use their office budget allocations to pay for security at their homes. What do you mean by that?
One of the things that we had talked about is each legislator and each branch of government is given the opportunity to have money that they spend on things that are a priority for them. It could be mailing to your office. It could be doing district outreach. And we had talked about, but I haven't yet adopted, the idea of saying that if somebody wanted to install a security system into their home, so that somebody couldn't break in or a panic alarm, we'd certainly be open to discussing that idea. But again, the concept of having our own police force or doing something that's way outside the norm probably isn't going to fly, but we're certainly wanting to make sure that people are safe no matter where they are.
Okay, turning to the work now inside the Capitol, the legislature and Governor Evers have passed big bipartisan bills in the last couple sessions. You've been in the middle of that with shared revenue. Recall the Brewer Stadium funding, most recently the two-year state budget on July 3rd. Do you anticipate other big bipartisan compromises before the session adjourns?
Topics that we're going through, we're focusing on education. I was disappointed that Governor Evers didn't want to take advantage of the federal budget, which, you can argue about the Big Beautiful Bill if you'd like every part of it, but there are parts of there that I think certainly make sense for the country. And one of those is saying that if you want to make a donation to an educational institution, could be private, could be public, the federal government will help by giving extra money to that institution. I don't know why we wouldn't want to help our public schools. So I'm hoping that in the end, we have an opportunity to come together on that. We have some task forces that we've announced on things like protecting kids from access to technology and social media, which we know increases the risk for suicide and social isolation. We have a task force on elder services, another one on making government more efficient by using technology, and another one on the rulemaking process to ensure we have oversight of the bureaucracy. So all of those should be bipartisan in addition to our work on a teacher bill of rights and all kinds of other good things. So, yeah, I hope there's a lot of possibility for compromise and finding middle ground. But again, it takes two to tango, and we are more than willing to dance.
And so you cut out there for briefly at the beginning. Do you anticipate then these task forces that you have just formed are going to be able to carry through and get some really important legislation? And if so, what?
That's my hope. I mean, let's just take the one example of protecting kids. What we've done in the past, and I've done these for about 10 years, as long as I've been speaker, we have a Democrat and a Republican lead each of the task forces to try to find bipartisan consensus. So the one, let's just take one, as I talked about with access to technology, we know that the way that kids are interacting with social media is harmful to their mental health, and it certainly is creating long-term problems for society. So we passed a bill in the Assembly, which would have required every school district to have a policy on no cell phones in school. I would have preferred more of a mandate to say that there are no cell phones in school, because we know all the research that we have seen shows that it improves educational outcome for kids, and it actually makes the school in many ways a better environment for children and the teachers. But the Senate still has to act on that. So hopefully they'll bring that up this fall. We have another bill that would actually make it a little bit easier for dual enrollment, where we want kids to be able to do college credit in high school, to be able to transfer and hopefully drive down the cost of higher education. And lastly, we have an important bill on the Teacher Bill of Rights. There are far too many teachers that are seeing an exodus from the profession because of the environment that's been created inside the classroom, where children aren't held accountable, teachers aren't given the support that they need, and we have a long-term problem. So I think there's a lot of issues that we'll be able to find that consensus on, again, as long as people are willing to have the open conversation.
When you say teachers aren't getting the support they need in terms of pay?
No, it's not about money. It's really about the support of the administration and making sure that when kids act out in the classroom, they are not sent to the principal's office and 5 minutes later sent right back. We need to make sure that in the classroom, teachers are supported so they feel safe from students who act out, and also supported from parents who many times are overly involved in the minutia of the classroom, as opposed to when I was younger, if I did something wrong, the assumption was that the child made the mistake. And far too many times, the parents take the side of their toddler over the teacher, and that creates a huge burden on the process. So we just want to have a conversation to say, how do we support teachers? How do we do a better job of making sure that education happens in the classroom, and that we don't allow this craziness of some of these parents who are overinvolved to drive folks out of the profession?
We're talking with Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss about the latest from the state capitol. Speaker Voss, historically, a president's party, the sitting White House, almost always loses ground in midterm House elections. In our state, all, as you know, 99 seats in the Assembly will be up for grabs in the election. Could the Assembly be won or lost, depending on how people feel about President Trump?
I mean, it's certainly possible after the gerrymander that was ordered by the new liberal Supreme Court. If you remember, the districts were all found to be constitutional by every court in the state and the country until we had the flip of the Supreme Court with liberals gaining control, and all of a sudden they had to rewrite the districts. They're still competitive. We still won 54 of 99 seats, even as they gerrymandered the map. So we try to work together. I think we've had good things for the state of Wisconsin. Is it possible that because of the huge amount of out-of-state money that comes in to flood the state from liberal special interests and the fact that they were gerrymandered by this partisan court, is it possible that it could flip? Sure, it's possible. But I think if you look at the track record, we have survived under maps drawn by every possible combination, all liberal, all conservative, a mix of the two. So I think we have a great record to stand on. And I think the Assembly will stay Republican for a good long time, because most people in Wisconsin like the fact that we have divided government. They like the fact that Tony Evers is required to negotiate with the Republicans and that we're required to do the same. Not bad for the state. And I hope in the end, people recognize that a trifecta of crazy liberals is not good for Wisconsin.
Before we have to let you go, Governor Evers accusing legislative Republicans of ignoring this recent state Supreme Court decision, the decision allowing state agencies like the DNR to carry out proposed rules before the Republican-led legislative committees finish reviewing them. What is your next step over the legal disputes on administrative rules?
Well, for anybody who's listening that thinks it's wrong for a person to be a king, our Supreme Court has basically said that the executive, whoever it is, a Republican or a Democrat, has the right to impose rules on the state with no oversight from other elected officials. That's wrong. It should never happen. I don't care if it was at the federal level with President Trump. It shouldn't happen under the state level with Tony Evers. So we want to have a discussion to say, how do we fix this process to ensure that the people are able to have their input, and it's not just a single person with a bunch of bureaucrats making decisions that have the force of law.
But if a rule doesn't move in committee, what is supposed to happen then?
Well, you compromise and you find a way to get it to go. The vast majority, I would say over 99% of the bills and the proposals move through the process. The fact that he doesn't get his way all of the time is why he is kind of stomping his foot right now. I don't think that's what people in Wisconsin want. They want us to compromise. They want us to find middle ground, and that's what we're attempting to do.
In our last few moments here, do you anticipate a potential constitutional amendment over this issue?
It's certainly possible. Again, I would rather have us compromise and find a way to be able to make it work under current law. But if for some reason they won't work with us, yeah, that's always a possibility.
Assembly Speaker Voss, thank you for your time.
Thanks for having us on. Bye-bye.
Bye. Robin Voss, Speaker of the Wisconsin Assembly, and we've been talking about the latest developments inside the Capitol and growing concerns about political violence.